hospitals in Arusha.
Where'd they come up with that?
If everyone would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know if we do that in a public session. Okay. Update. Just.
I do.
Anna, if you'd call roll, please.
Bilski?
Yes.
Luder? Yes. Perry?
Yes. Barron?
Braverman?
Here.
Klein?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve the special council meeting minutes of January 9th, 2019?
Move.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Perry.
Item 4. Meetings are January 9th.
Well, no, we did do some meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah. One was the one at 7:30, and then we had the other one at 8.
Actually, we went to an executive session.
Oh, and so and we just call. I thought okay. That was the.
Don't bring that all right. Up.
No apologies necessary. Any comments, others? No. Please.
Bilski?
Yes.
Luder?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Braverman?
Fine.
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to approve the council meeting minutes of January 9th, 2019?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. Please.
Bilski?
Yes.
Luder?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes. Klein?
Yes, it was so fast I can't remember.
Duber?
And can I have a motion to reappoint Brian Hitt to the Planning and Zoning Commission and Architectural Board of Review for a term expiring December 31st, 2021?
Motion made.
Second.
So thank you. Comments? If you'd call roll, please.
Bilski?
Yes.
Luder?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Just off, Jess.
Does he need to be re-sworn in?
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to come up.
Have you been on planning and zoning?
Council.
2020 will be 35.
35 years?
Is there mandatory retirement?
He's youngish.
State your name.
I, Brian Hitt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio. The
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The rules, regulations.
The rules, regulations.
And Charter of Orange Village.
And Charter of Orange Village.
I will faithfully.
Faithfully.
Honestly and impartially.
Honestly.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As Planning and Zoning Commission and Architectural Board Review Member.
As Planning and Zoning Commission and Architectural Review Board
of Orange Village.
Of Orange Village.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard again.
Thank you.
Come back and sign this.
Good time. Yes.
Yes, again.
Both for framing.
Congrats. Nice tie.
You like the tie?
Welcome back, Cotter.
It's Jed's first time.
And while he's doing that, if I can have a motion to declare 6 pallets of light fixtures and fluorescent tubes and a 1999 John Deere Gator VIN number V006X4X04213 as surplus equipment from the Surface Department. Make a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments? Call. Oh.
Have to say how it's be
what's that?
Is that all used stuff?
Yeah, we replaced all the bulbs.
All replaced stuff? Oh, okay.
Even the light bulbs?
No, on 97, we have to say at discretion or something like that.
Yes. Declared surplus and dispose of at the discretion of the mayor.
was looking at the trade-in. We're not, this isn't the trade-in, so.
Okay, so I'm adding that, dispose of the discretion of the mayor. Any comments now? All right, if you'd call roll, please.
Bielski?
Yes.
Cluder? Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to authorize the purchase of a Kubota RTV X1100CWL-H utility vehicle for the service department from ABC Equipment Rental and Sales at the cost of $22,448. I will make a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. What's, if you wouldn't mind, Bob, just saying what this is.
This is a replacement unit for the vehicle you just actually got to surplus. This is used for park maintenance, utilities, dragging ball diamonds, taking tools back, weed eaters, stuff like that, sand to the sand volleyball court and to the golf court. This is a budgeted item, although this item exceeds what we budgeted for. The intent was to buy something that would be large enough and suitable that we could put a snowplow on it. There's been talk before about possibly doing the park trails and stuff like that. This unit will be able to be used around the park for snow removal as well.
But this SUV vehicle
next meeting?
UTV.
Is a little more than budget.
In the whole thing?
That's correct.
Not more than we have in the budget.
My eighth year.
Something else came under budget.
This is the John Deere?
Yes.
Nothing runs like a deer.
No, this one's a better unit.
Okay.
It's so hard.
Anybody have questions on that stuff? Call roll, please.
Bielski?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Braverman?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to authorize the purchase of a 2019 Jeep Cherokee for the fire department from Junction Auto and to declare a surplus a 2004 Chevy Blazer, VIN number 1GNDT13X4416-3937, and authorize the trade-in of that vehicle to Junction Auto for a $1,500 credit, making the net cost of the new vehicle $22,729.50. I will make a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any questions, anyone? All right. If you'd call roll, please.
Bielski?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Klein?
Aye.
Yes. Moving on to audience comments relating to agenda items. Anyone? Anyone?
Brian, you want to talk?
New business, I'm sorry, old business, ordinance 2018-50 and ordinance amending section 1142.06 of the codified ordinances of Orange Village to provide a procedure for council to exercise administrative authority under the Orange Village zoning code. This is on for third reading. Would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll move.
Thank you. I'll second it. Anybody have any questions or comments on that?
This was reviewed by the Planning Commission at our January 15th meeting and was recommended for passage by the Planning Commission with one comment regarding the role of council relative to a negative recommendation by P&Z that council would have to have a supermajority to override.
Mayor is the charter.
Are these? We changed this for that. So I know that I'm personally not in favor of that amendment. I know that we discussed at the staff meeting. I think that it should be the regular majority of council. I don't think that, I don't see the rationale necessarily for the supermajority. So my personal opinion would be to make a motion And to amend that back to a vote of four members of council for approval. If anybody would like to second that.
I'll second it.
The ordinance one.
Before we vote on that, can we have more clarification from what the rationale is for making it a supermajority?
Under the charter, for certain items, legislation changing the zoning code, there's a mandatory referral that goes to Planning and Zoning Commission. And if the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends
a negative vote
on the ordinance, it takes five members of council to change that approach. This is an administrative action, not a legislative action. And so the initial draft came to you without that requirement of a supermajority to go in a different direction than the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended. I think the comment at the Planning and Zoning Commission is this is the one power that they have to recommend something not happen. And in this circumstance, it would be a variance not be granted or a special use permit not be granted, that it would take five members of council to overcome that negative recommendation.
But, Scott, that doesn't work in the opposite. If Planning and Zoning recommends approval,
right,
it would be defeated.
With a simple majority?
Yeah.
Okay.
But to override a no recommendation is the supermajority.
Because their expertise is given an increased
given rationale.
Yeah.
Logic just doesn't make sense to me when the reverse is it only takes a vote of four members of council.
Does it not make sense to you how the charter is?
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I think this strips council of powers for no reason, personally. But that's just.
Well, it wasn't intended to strip council, but to underscore the importance of the Planning Commission in making recommendations to council. And I think in that regard, you know, the Planning Commission spends a good deal of time investigating and reviewing proposals, particularly as they relate to variances and property use, and therefore a recommendation ought to be taken with some considerable authority. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we recommended this alteration.
I mean, of course, I was on planning and zoning also, but it's a rare occurrence relatively.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking.
I think one time that I can remember that happened, and
so
council.
It must be, I mean, you would think it has some kind of real significance for the body to flip like that.
I kind of doubt that the council would vote override what the Planning Commission would say, but we felt it was important to include it in the ordinance so that it was memorialized.
Okay. Brian, you want to say anything?
It's your night,
Brian.
I completely agree with Judd that, you know, and the one time that did happen was very significant, you know, back
then. How did Brian be talking
the,
about this?
Right? The guy did that.
Is very unusual.
Yeah.
It's unusual, but I still think because council is an elected body by the residents, whereas planning is not, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it should still be the same vote and the majority that's used for most other things. So that's my two cents. So I made a motion. Somebody seconded it. If you call roll on the amendment of that.
Bilski?
No.
Cluder?
I second it to put it on the table, but I'm going to vote no.
Perry?
I'm going to vote yes.
Braverman?
No.
Klein?
No.
Duber?
Yes. All All right, and we already made a motion for this to be on the agenda, correct?
Yes.
And is there a motion to, and we already did that, so if you call roll on, is there any other questions on this?
Yes. Mr. Klein and then Brandon. Bielski?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Huber?
No. Moving on to Ordinance 2019-2, an ordinance providing a fee for connecting directly or indirectly with a water main located in the Hidden Valley Drive right-of-way, providing a penalty for violating this ordinance, and declaring an emergency. This is on for second reading. Is there anything different than last meeting on this, Steve? Okay. Does anybody have any questions on this? Can move on. Moving on to new business, Ordinance 2019-4, an ordinance to adopt the solid waste management plan for the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste Management District. This is on for first reading. Do you want to speak on this, or do you want?
If somebody wants the thumb drive, Anna, do you have that?
Yeah, she sent it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
The full plan?
I don't think it was a 95-page one, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. No, it was a
synopsis when Bob went to the meeting.
It was a
5-page document.
There isn't, yeah, so if you want to read that as well, I do have it, and I think they were told that if they wanted it.
Okay. Does anybody have questions on this?
I haven't been on the Solid Waste District Committee one time, maybe not the last 5-year plan, but the one before that. They're the experts, they know what they're doing. I don't think we're going to come up with anything to change on the plan.
I can't imagine there's anything inappropriate in it.
I thought we were putting the microphone over there.
Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District is mandated, they're required by law to do a management plan every 5 years, and it gets adopted by Ohio EPA. I went down for a briefing at the Solid Waste District. Generally speaking, nothing has really changed in the plan. They have goals that they set to meet certain recycling requirements and reduce solid waste and stuff like that. The big thing which won't be effective in this plan is there's a fee that's captured through the haulers. The fee in Cuyahoga County is $1.50. It's going to remain that way through this plan. The next 5 years, they're looking at increasing that by 50 cents. Right now, and generally speaking, we are like $3 less than most metropolitan counties in the state of Ohio when you look at like Toledo, Cincinnati, and Columbus. So what they're doing, my opinion, is very good for Cuyahoga County. We're actually exceeding our goals in the county. So I,
didn't hear anything that was problematic for the village?
No, I think where there was a little bit of discussion about recycling and where that's heading and stuff like that. So I want to say that the Solid Waste District is very cognizant of what's going on, and they've got their hands, eyes, and ears on everything to try and make sure, they're doing the best in the interest of the municipalities in the village or the
and
county.
Approval.
I would recommend approval, yes.
Was it 60% have to approve? There was something they had to ratify?
Yes, so 60% plus you also need the largest community in Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland. So Cleveland has to pass it, and then 60% of the remaining. So that would be inclusive of Cuyahoga County being Cleveland.
Is there any benefit to suspending the rules to try to pass this tonight, or not necessarily?
Not really. I don't think it matters either way.
Okay.
We won't use our suspension allowance after this.
Can. Some allowance. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Okay. Moving on to Ordinance 2019-5, an ordinance granting a rear yard setback variance to Suzanne Tomish for a property located at 128 Orange Lake Drive, Orange Village, Ohio. This is on for first reading.
Now, this came in for the old way.
Yeah, it'll get referred to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they'll consider it. By the time this comes back, the ordinance you just passed tonight will be in effect. Actually, it's February, so it won't be in effect.
Well, February 5th, the next time they'll...
Well, this is going
it still to has to get referred.
Yes, it will.
So,
30 days.
Yeah, it'll be 30 days. So you won't need to pass this ordinance. It's here sort of as a marker because you came in under the... And then there's another one that's going straight to planning and zoning that we didn't do an ordinance for because it'll be under the new system. So right in that transition area where...
So this still gets referred to
it'll get referred.
Planning?
Just
okay.
Referring it to
planning. All right, yeah.
For purposes.
And... Ordinance 2019-6, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to execute the First Amendment to the traffic control and landscaping easement between Orange Village and Pinecrest Partners, LLC, which is on for first reading.
All this is an amendment to what we passed. The legal description so that...
They had to move the sign because of
utilities. Yeah, the pertinences were there.
Of it. Where the sign is now is what you would be approving for the location for
right.
The sign.
Right.
And it just makes it known that if we ever need to move it, that we have the right to move it or make them move it.
Yeah, it gives them the conditional right to be there, subject to you needing to get in your right of way to do anything there.
It's kind of the same situation we
Germaine, this is, but a couple of people have mentioned to me that coming off the ramp and having to get over into the left-hand lane to make the turn into Pinecrest has presented what they see as a complicated traffic pattern. No, but I mean...
Has this complaint been recent? Because now the lights are connected?
Actually... In answering your question, I spoke with Myron Pukash, the ODOT director, about creating a dual turn lane so that that could happen more easily.
Yeah.
And he's, before he does anything, he's doing a traffic, they would need a traffic study. And we do have a traffic study that will be required.
Hey, isn't there one coming up?
Yeah, there's one that is required following opening of 75% of the lease space. So that re-study will be forthcoming. So we'll have something more to work with on that.
Close are they? 75%.
Okay, they certified that significant occupancy date.
All right, we're getting way beyond where we're at. Let's talk about that stuff later in comments and all that kind of stuff. Let's roll through this. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but this is just a... Let's talk about the sign here. Does anybody have comments about the sign? Okay. We can talk all things Pinecrest in a few minutes, Herb. Moving on to an ordinance authorizing all action, ordinance 2019-7, ordinance authorizing all actions necessary to accept Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council energized community grants and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading. The suspension has, and the administration has requested suspension of the rules.
That about
explain this,
if you would, sir.
Yes, NOPEC awarded the village a grant for $11,544. We were required to pass ordinance accepting that. In my understanding, we received a grant last year, and this is going to be a reoccurring, non-competitive kind of grant. There won't be an application process needed, but the ordinance will need to be in place for us to accept it. The grant is for energy conservation measures. Speaking with the mayor, last council meeting, we approved the $20,665 for the front-end controls for the HVAC. My recommendation was to apply that grant, which we can, to offset those costs. There's a number of things we can use, and so it's just money back in our pocket. And
we're always authorized to accept the award?
I think we're going to have to do it every year because I think it's based, it's driven by the rates and how much usage and stuff like that. I can't remember the exact detail, but there's a certain metrics.
You won't have to compete for it.
Right. They just, they sent us notification and...
We already got this money, right?
Last year's cash. We did not get this year's cash. We have to pass the ordinance, put it in, ask for the money.
I will make a motion to suspend the rules to pass this. Thank you.
Seconded it.
Roll on that, please.
Bilski?
Yes.
Yes.
Perry? Braverman?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And I'll make a motion to pass ordinance 2019-7. Is there a second?
Second.
It was a tie. I'll give this one to you, Lisa. You're welcome. All right. If you call any other comments on this, you call roll, please.
Bilski?
Yes.
Cooter?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
All right, moving on to ordinance 2019-8, an ordinance amending section 107.03, surplus property of the codified ordinances of Orange Village, to modify the process by which the village will dispose of surplus property. This is on for first reading. This is just the changing the dollar amount. Is that correct, essentially?
Yeah. It creates a dollar amount before, and that's, I apologize for my being distracted on the prior motion to dispose of the fluorescent tubes. Had we passed this ordinance first and it made it immediately effective, you wouldn't have had to pass the motion to get rid of the fluorescent tubes because they're less than $1,000. And this allows council to not have to be involved in the disposition of stuff that isn't that valuable. The dollar amount was set at $1,000. You're welcome to set it at any number that you think significant, where you think council's time is well invested in addressing the disposal of the property. It could be $5,000. It could be $500. It could be $50,000.
And I'm correct in that it's a lump of things. So if it's like if each light bulb isn't $1,000, but if the whole lot is $1,000, that would still come to council.
Yeah. It is described as plural items valued. So now, if you had 500 and 500 disposed on different days by the administration, that could be permissible. But the big ticket items will be coming back. The trade in of your vehicles and so forth. Those will still require council approval.
Okay. Comments?
Is there any necessity for suspension on this?
Not since you get rid of the fluorescent bulbs.
Okay.
And moving on to resolution 2019-3, a resolution authorizing the mayor to file an application with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources for funds from the Recreational Trails Program of the Orange Village Park Trails and declaring an emergency. Is this for the...
Can you apply for money from the Nature Works?
Is this for the restrooms?
This is for the park trails to repave them.
Gotcha.
Yes, that's... Applications were due February 1st. They know that a resolution will be on its way if passed by the Village Council. Service Department, we applied for a grant. The total project is a $108,000 grant. This is an 80-20 grant. We're asking for about 46%, just shy of $50,000, and we plan on resurfacing. Since we're putting all new recreational trails around the village, we thought it might be nice to try and go after some dollars and put a new coating on all the park trails. So.
Right.
This is offset by a large in-kind number, which will be done by staff on the service department along with our equipment.
I'll make a motion to pass this resolution.
Second it.
Thank you. Any comments aside from what was already said? All right, if you'd call roll, please.
Bilski?
Yes.
Luder?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance. Committee reports and comments by council members. Mrs. Perry. Braverman.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Mr. Bilski.
First off, I want to congratulate Brandon and his expanded family since last month. And she was born on her actual due date, correct?
Which is very rare.
Unless it's scheduled.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
I'd like to congratulate Chief Castura for a very successful week at Fantasy Camp. He hit 400, and he had two complete games and was camp MVP one day. And he represented us well.
Wow. So good job there, Chief.
Not you.
That's cute.
I had a few questions about a few unrelated items. I wanted to find out, did we distribute the letter to the community businesses about the plastic bags?
We did.
Okay, and has that been?
I haven't heard from anyone.
Okay, good. Do we have any updates if Beechwood is doing anything on the land swap legislation since our last meeting?
It's not that I've checked in with them since we dealt with it here. It's that I understood that their process was going to be to give this negotiation cleanup a chance before they revisited it.
Okay.
And if you drive by there, it is very much cleaned up. But the building commissioners are working with them, giving them what has to be done by what day. And the way each one explained it to me was that they're going to give that time to work its way through.
Okay. Is there any update on the Do Not Knock registry and rolling that out now that we're a month after its passage?
Working on that.
Update on it, or? The stickers? The wording? It's vet peddlers, solicitors, and canvassers are not invited. And I thought it should say are not welcome.
Could it be more strong and say not allowed?
I think not allowed.
Be anything we want it to.
Yeah, it'd be anything you want it
I'd
to.
I'd like to make that strong. And then are we still going to have the second component as far as signing up?
And not permitted.
Or not permitted, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nicer way to say it.
When you say invited or welcome, it could be optional.
Right.
Yeah, not.
See the word not.
That's good.
Are we going to still have the second part of that where they have to register both residents and solicitors?
Solicitors already have to register.
Okay.
They'll get a list of the people they're not supposed to go bother.
Do we know when residents can start to register for that?
I don't know that we can take the information. I don't know that we're necessarily going to have the program that'll make a function for us initially. Right now, we're still kind of stuck in on us kind of
tweaking it.
Yeah.
So we just want to do it thoroughly and do it right first time.
Is it safe to assume that this isn't real critical right now in the winter, but like once the spring rolls around,
we're sort of hoping to have it ready so that we could roll it out in the spring newsletter.
So maybe like by April 1st, people will have the. Okay, that sounds good.
Online sign up, like some other stuff or plan. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not responsible for the technology of it, but.
And then the last question I have is, do we have any update as far as the process in getting the bids for the remaining sections of the trail on miles specifically around?
You mean
not the alternates?
Yep, the other alternates.
Now, Brian and Bob have been working on the plans, and they have to go to the people's houses. They're moving it along.
Okay, because some of your neighbors in the Village of Orange have asked me if I had any details there, and I said I would.
Oh, that we're planning to stay out of the Villas of Orange.
But as far as connecting there to Brainerd and that those final pieces that we discussed there?
Yes.
We're working on it. We got to meet with the residents, what the plans are basically developed, and we'll be moving forward and getting those posted and talking to residents.
But as far as you actually, us getting the estimates to make sure they fall under what we have in the way of funds to spend?
Right. Yeah. So we know what it would cost.
Okay.
And I just had the finance department pull the information so that I could look through the things we've paid and determine which of those are part of the $5 million and which of those are $5 million plus. Anything that has to do with financing can be on top of the $5 million, so I have to go through the bills. And
it seemed like that last piece from the villas to Brainerd presented certain topographical challenges. That's why I didn't know if there was any doubt whether or not we had the funds in order to make that a go or not. Okay, and then the other last question about...
On that topic about the trails, I was at the school board meeting this morning, and I gave them a copy of our map that we're doing, and I wanted an implicit feedback from them that they are cool with the kids riding their bikes and walking up that back road, which apparently is under agreement with Hiram House Camp in Moreland Hill that they're not allowed to use it. But the superintendent came up to me afterwards and said, I definitely want to be able to use that. I think that's a great idea. Let's go talk to the Hiram House Camp people. And because our municipal boundary stops 200 feet west of that drive, and then I asked Mayor of Moreland Hills, Mayor Renda, how she would feel about if we, at our expense, and they give us an easement to finish that 200 feet so it reaches the drive, and she was positive too. So,
talked to the board yet?
This morning.
That'd be great, because to this point, the only time they use that is when they're shuttling people back and forth from their hayride and those activities, or for emergency purposes, and it's, we know, everybody knows it's there.
Yeah, it was controversial. It went in.
Right.
Maybe.
But would we agree that it's more important to have it go from the villas to Brainerd?
It's a choice. When we have the numbers added up, and if there's a decision to be made, we'll talk again.
Okay.
And then the last question for Bob. That area of property west of Orange Hill, between there and Stonebrook, a lot of the residents there have asked me what's going to be when it's done, because they cleared all those trees. I know you've probably heard a lot about that. But
it's going to be graded and replanted and reforested.
Okay.
And we got a $25,000 grant for trees, and we're going to reforest it. Not
necessarily that. Okay. Thank you.
Did put a few in to help the residents that were adjacent to it to screen it because they were very. It was the one thing we failed to explain in the very detailed, complicated letter because.
Okay. One question.
Yeah.
Okay. I passed too quickly. I was going to ask about the salt supply. We're not using much salt here.
Tell them about that last weekend. We've used, how much have we used?
I'd have to take a look
but
at it.
But you knew that weekend, that one terrible weekend, you knew how much we used.
The last big storm, we used like 200 tons. If I'm guessing, somewhere maybe about 800 tons we've used this year, just a guess.
So we'll have a lot of storm.
If we do, that will buy us out there.
Any other comments?
If it only doesn't happen. A couple things. Planning Commission met last night. Unfortunately, I was ill, so I was unable to attend. I understand there was a very, very, very short agenda.
All we did was
the ordinance that we've...
Next week, which is part of my report, we voted to recommend approval of the acceptance of the Chagrin Orange Place South.
Right.
With the Exhibit A that you have now, but we recommend approval, and then that was it, the only other project.
The other thing I wanted to report is I attended a town hall meeting for Juanita Brent on January 27th, and I wanted to share with you some of her comments and some things that she's looking to the communities, in particular Orange, to assist. She described what issues are important to her, and she's going to focus on in her new position as our representative. Number one is to increase voter rolls. Number two is to regain the local government funding program and create wraparound services for schools, housing quality, which is focusing on lead paint issues, increasing support for safety services, and encouraging and promoting state house visits by school children.
She's been going around to all the fire and police departments,
right,
and touring them, yeah.
Right. I know she was with Chief Kastura and I assume with Chief Wilson as well. She would like to create a House District 12 advisory group that would be made up of 12 people, including 4 elected officials and 8, 9 non-elected officials. So if anybody's interested in participating in that, you need to contact John Tay, the legislative assistant for Rep. Hill.
You want one from each of her communities or just?
No, just 12. So you could have multiples from.
We'll get some from Orange and Pepper Pike to.
She also indicated she's going to have office hours every other Monday. So if you're interested in visiting with her directly, that's the program. And then she's planning for another town hall meeting in July, and she asked if Orange would be interested in hosting it. Okay. So that's all the news that's fit to print. Congratulations again to Brandon and Amber for their new child, and just because her middle name is Snow, I hope not to see much of more of it, in spite of the fact we have plenty of salt. And I continue to wish Ron Barron a speedy recovery. Maybe we can get a report as to his status.
Thank you.
Yes. again, congratulations, Mommy and Daddy Aduba. And you missed my birthday. I was nagging you about that. But you had it all figured out, and you didn't tell me.
Blame it on my.
But I'm very happy for you, you darlings. Enjoy your little girl. I've had some good press for Pinecrest. People love the restaurants, but again, I'm getting complaints about the parking and the traffic, and I said, yeah, well, we're looking at that, yeah, whatever that means. I mean,
they're coming to planning and zoning for the kiosks at the next meeting, but when you say the traffic, I used to get complaints. I don't get any anymore.
Well, sorry, I do. They find me, and they do. They just say this.
Are you the complaint department?
Yeah, I am. Always been. They just said that, you know, it's difficult to park. And it's also the flow of traffic doesn't go as well as it should. So I think coming out of Whole Foods is still complicated somewhat.
I asked if they would put some direction signs there, and they said Whole Foods is very funny about that because the way to get out is very hard.
Oh, that's what I'm hearing.
And it's confusing, and they don't have any signs. And I asked Adam Fishman if they could do that, but he said Whole Foods is, like, controlling that. But, yes, but please tell people that had we not intervened, there would not have been a right turn in. They would have had a hard time going around to get in.
Coming out, it's
since
it's
we put
the
that
exit.
Right turn
it's
in.
It's the egress. It's going out.
Out.
No, that's, yeah.
They'll have to go to the light.
Anyway.
We were trying to be responsive to the fear of traffic. That's why we didn't have a left turn.
Well, it had to do with the proximity to the traffic light, and having a left turn that close to a traffic light would be present a dangerous problem and potential for accidents. And we don't need more of that.
Yeah. Well, so I just tell them you have to go the long way around. You just have to just follow the traffic flow.
Not so terrible.
and the other thing was I was in Waterford Court last week, and you'll be pleased to know the mound is a huge hit. It's a best-kept secret, but it's a huge hit because when you look through like a living room window, you can't see or hear anything. And then apparently in the summer, all the wild flowers are out, so it makes it kind of an interesting look.
Are you talking about from your house to Pine?
No. I visited a house on Waterford Court, and I happened to see the mound. And I said, and I was told that, you know, they're enjoying it. It's private. And it does look a little bit like Switzerland. It really does. And they say when the spring flowers come out, whenever, the summer flowers, the wild flowers, it's really pretty.
Come alive.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd pass that along. That's all I have. Thank you.
Comments?
All right. I already told you that the Chagrin Highlands South will be here next week. Just an annual update from the Heritage Home Programs that we belong to as a community in 2018. Four inquiries from residents in the village, of which they made 25 site visits and technical assists. Only one loan was provided through the organization, but I'm very satisfied. They visited $1.5 million worth of projects, so I'm very pleased with the usage of this membership that we have bought on behalf of our residents, those who have homes 50 years and older. This morning at the board meeting, when we went around, I learned something from the mayor of Pepper Pike that think is very interesting for us to know. The Beachbrook property is got a developer, and while it's nowhere near ready to be done, he does hope there could be a shovel in the ground by the end of 2020. The vision he described for what's going to be at Beachbrook, besides the Ferris wheel at the southern end overlooking my condo complex, Wiley Creek goes right through the middle of that property.
We've gone through that.
And the southern part of the Wiley Creek will be residential. Few apartments, but not high density, but there'll be residences on the south side. And on the north side of Wiley Creek and then up to Chagrin Boulevard, he plans for retail, little shops, and maybe some office buildings. And in his mind, it's not on paper, it's not funded yet or done, but in his mind, he's visualizing that as you go up Leander Road and where Beachbrook shoots off to the right, that they're going to put like a rotary in there, have that road off to the right, which would remove traffic from Leander at the circle. So all we can do is sit back and observe how it develops.
They still want to go through to the old library on Chagrin.
Yeah, he was talking today about how he was pretty close with the school board of coming to an agreement, and they're going to need some of the school board land to make that connection. Mm-hmm. Also, we learned today that the school board is probably... They have gone, it will be 10 years in between levies, and so they are looking, talking about a levy, a 5 mil levy in 2020. That's not official, that's not an announcement, that's what they're thinking about, that's, you know, what they're looking at. And there will be a Orange Rec levy on the ballot in 2020.
But that was like an extra year they got out of the cycle? Or
an extra year. Last thing, I'm sorry. If you're, has everybody figured out with Nick about getting your Orange Village emails forwarded to your private emails?
Not yet. Well, because I had trouble originally getting it.
Yeah.
Call Nick.
What do you want us to do? Why don't you tell who is having a problem, and we'll have.
I have too.
Because after the last round of this, I contacted him, and in fact, I have a letter here. He says, all mail is flowing correctly.
Okay.
On January 9th.
This was before. It was in December. I'll go back and check.
Well, Anna sent you emails to both. Are you getting it twice?
I only send them to the one.
Essentially, I'm getting it three times, but that... but I asked for it.
Right. Maybe Anna can send out a test or something in the next few days.
I can start just, yeah.
As far as Nick was concerned, he said it's all flowing through.
Okay.
Lisa, they could start with you. Your email could be wrong because so many people had yours without the S in it.
Right, so I'm testing it right now.
Okay. That is all.
All right, thank you. I don't have any comments, so can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yes.
Yes.
Mary.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Huber.
Thankfully.
Yes.
Who are you seeing for your pulmonary guy? Not Rosen.